The 18th International AIDS Conference is in its second day in Vienna, Austria, with some 20,000 policymakers, experts, and advocates in attendance. Yesterday, the chairman of the conference, Julio Montaner, lashed out at world leaders, saying that they lack the political will to ensure that everyone infected with HIV and AIDS gets treatment. Caritas Internationale's special representative on HIV and AIDS is Monsignor Robert Vitillo. He is in Vienna.
In the main conference opening, there was a great deal of activism. People are very angry about the fact that many donor governments are cutting back their commitment to provide funding for antiretroviral medications. The G8 was singled out for a particular concern because a number of times the heads of state of the G8 countries have promised that that they would support universal access to these medications, all the people who need them, no matter where they live, by 2010. Well, we're in 2010, and right now, only a third of the people who need these medications are getting access to them. Many times, governments say it's because of the global financial crisis that they're cutting back their commitments, or because they have different priorities now. And yet, we know that without these medications, many, many more people will die and will go back to the situation of the 1980s when we had large, large numbers of people, especially in sub-Saharan Africa, who were dying of AIDS-related illnesses.